The Lord will strike the earth with the rod of his mouth. With the breath of his lips he will slay the enemy.
Greetings, friend, and welcome to Trumpets of Truth International. This lecture is entitled God's Remnant People, the Zion Praise Warriors, Part 2, and it's by Apostle Jacqueline Fedor. The Zion Praise Warriors, God's end-time weapon of war. They are New Israel. Galatians 3:27-29 says, "For as many of you as were baptized into Christ have put on Christ. There is neither Jew nor Greek, there's neither slave nor free, there's neither male nor female, for you are all one in Christ Jesus. And if you are Christ, then you are Abraham's seed and heirs according to the promise." They have renounced Adam's race and confessed their desire to be born new creatures. 1 Corinthians 15:22 says, "For as in Adam all die, even so in Christ all shall be made alive." 1 John 5:18 says, "We know that whoever is born of God does not sin, but he who has been born of God keeps himself, and the wicked one does not touch him." See, they have repented of past sin, were submerged into the death of Jesus, where they too died to the person they were, and were raised to a newness of life. Romans 6:4, "Therefore we were buried with him through baptism into death, that just as Christ was raised from the dead by the glory of the Father, even so we also should walk in newness of life." All this was done and accomplished through the death, resurrection, and name of Jesus. Acts 2:38, "Then Peter said to them, Repent, and let every one of you be baptized in the name of Jesus Christ for the remission of sins, and you shall receive the gift of the Holy Spirit." Just as the children born to Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob were born with certain characteristics and family traits, so New Israel, who is born of God, has distinguishing features. We study Old Israel because she was a physical picture of what God chose to be His special people. So the positive side of the 12 tribal leaders' natures are found in New Israel today, as well as the nature and character of their father. Through these raised from baptism as the lion and his whelp, which is Judah and Dan, he will preach to those lying dead on the streets at Revelations 11:8, as well as to those found in the Valley of Decision, which is the Valley of Dry Bones found in Ezekiel 37:1 and verse 11 and 12. Revelations 11:8 says, "And their dead bodies will lie in the street of the great city, which spiritually is called Sodom and Egypt, where also our Lord was crucified." We know that the Lord was not crucified in Sodom or in Egypt, so it is a spiritual street of the dead church, which we call Babylon. Ezekiel 37:1 says, "The hand of the Lord came upon me and brought me out in the spirit of the Lord and set me down in the midst of the valley, and it was full of bones." Ezekiel 37 verse 11 and 12, "Then he said to me, Son of man, these bones are the whole house of Israel. They indeed say, Our bones are dry, our hope is lost, and we ourselves are cut off. Therefore prophesy and say to them, Thus says the Lord God, Behold, O my people, I will open your graves and cause you to come up from your graves and bring you into the land of Israel." This valley is a spiritual place as well. It is a place of decision that we enter in through our minds as God releases new truth we must act on through His revealing. Revelations 14:6, "Then I saw another angel flying in the midst of heaven, having the everlasting gospel to preach to those who dwell on the earth, to every nation, tribe, tongue, and people." Will we hear and obey, or will we be like the old Israel and ignore? As a side note, Judah and Dan represent the dwelling place of the Lord as ruler and head of or the government, while Ephraim is the rest of Israel absorbed into the one big tribe as the body. It is the born-again seed of Abraham that this message is to be presented with the intent to gather and unite. Ezekiel 37 verses 16 through 17 says, As for you, son of man, take a stick for yourself and write on it, for Judah and for the children of Israel his companions. Then take another stick and write on it, for Joseph, the stick of Ephraim, and for all the house of Israel his companions. Then join them one to another for yourself into one stick, and they will become one in your hand. Notice God said, in your hand. Now let's read the 19th verse, where it says, And say to them, Thus says the Lord God, Surely I will take the stick of Joseph, which is in the hand of Ephraim, and the tribes of Israel his companions, and I will join them with it, with the stick of Judah, and make them one stick, and they will become one in my hand. Notice, they will become one in God's hand. What you see prophesied in these scriptures is the message to the early church, and then the difference of the message to the end time church. The first message was put in the hand of man to preach, but the message of the new generation of Israel, the church today, is in the hand of God, for it is Christ in us with a different anointing that does the preaching. Now let us go on and read in Ezekiel chapter 37, verses 26 through 20. And it says, Moreover, I will make a covenant of peace with them, and it shall be an everlasting covenant with them. I will establish them and multiply them, and I will set my sanctuary in their midst forevermore. We are his temple, his house, his sanctuary that he dwells in and works through. Jesus promised to return and rebuild the house of David, or the tabernacle of David, or even we could call it the United House of Israel. Acts 15:16. After this I will return and will rebuild the tabernacle of David, which has fallen down. I will rebuild its ruins and I will set. Hebrews 3:6. But Christ as a son over his own house, whose house we are if we hold fast the confidence and the rejoicing of the hope firm to the end. And Colossians 1:27, To them God willed to make known what are the riches of the glory of this mystery among the Gentiles, which is Christ in you, the hope of glory. With Christ and the Zion praise warriors, they go forth wise as serpents and meek as doves, with the anointed message to those marked by God to be new Israel. Speaking of doves, did you know that the word Jonah, whom Leviathan the old church of the spiritually dead regurgitated, means dove? So as doves are Jonahs, God's warriors shall go forth. The anointed message they preach, like Jonah of old, will be change to those that want to be changed, without sign and wonders. It will just be the anointing on their message because it is sung and spoken by the Christ in them. This is so important because most of the church is looking for the signs and wonders that can operate through both sides of the supernatural, like the Pharisees and Sadducees of the early church. But remember, the message was in their hand at that time. But see, things have changed today. We understand the mystery, Christ in us, the hope of glory. Well, here's another mystery. The sign of Jonah is here. This is the only sign Jesus promised. The Zion praise warrior is on the scene. Their message is preached through the God in them, and people, if they will listen, will be changed by the word. The doves fly and gather the stick, or should we say the olive branch, which is symbolic of Israel, and bring it back to the hand of the greater Noah. The living waters of truth, which is the message Jonah's, has been poured forth, and it is covering the earth. As it recedes, all that has not drowned in the depths of this truth will be gathered into God's household, which is the ark. God promised he would not destroy the earth with a flood, but he did not promise not to destroy it with his living waters of truth. Zechariah 14:8 and 9 says, And in that day it shall be that living waters shall flow from Jerusalem, half of them toward the eastern sea, and half of them toward the western sea. In both summer and winter it shall occur. And the Lord shall be king over all the earth. In that day it shall be, the Lord is one, and his name one. What is the name all will bow to, and the only name through whom men can be saved? It's the name of Jesus. And did you know that the bow in the sky that we see and recognize as his covenant promise to not destroy the whole world again with normal rain is also symbolic of the bow that will be used to release the arrows of truth contained in the living waters. It will be shot forth to destroy just the wicked in the time of this world, along with their intellect and reason. At the same time that this latter rain that falls out from these arrows destroys evil, it will nourish God's crop, or feed them truth, and cause the remnant seed to grow into the last mighty harvest for God. It shall be quality, not quantity, that will be gathered in. Zechariah 8:11-12 says, "But now I will not treat the remnant of this people as in the former days, says the Lord of hosts. For the seed shall be prosperous, the vine shall give its fruit, the ground shall give its increase, and the heavens shall give their due. I will cause the remnant of this people to possess all these." This latter rain, or end time revelation, which is the living waters, is the message brought forth from the fountainhead, which is God's revealers, through the Jonas, which are God's Zion praise warriors. They will be shot forth as from a bow through Judah, which means praise to the government or the head, and be carried to its mark by the arrow Ephraim, which comes through the body. We see this at Zechariah 9. Zechariah 9:13-14 says, "For I have bent Judah my bow, fitted the bow with Ephraim, and raised up your sons, O Zion, against your sons, O Greece, and made you like the sword of a mighty man. Then the Lord will be seen over them." This will happen through his government and his priesthood. "And his arrow shall go forth like lightning," meaning that his body will speak one message of uncompromising truth. "The Lord God will blow the trumpet and go with whirlwinds from the south." See, these winds of change will come from the praise of Zion. Side note, born again Judah makes up the living stones that the spiritual Mount Zion is constructed of. Mount Zion rises from the spiritual valley of Bashan, which is the valley of decision, where the lion's whelp, born again Dan, lives. As they rise up from their spiritual death to join Judah, they become those God will use to guide his people through, and they too are a part of the spiritual mountain. Genesis 49:16 says, "Dan shall judge his people as one of the tribes of Israel." And Deuteronomy 33:22, "And of Dan he said, Dan is a lion's whelp, he shall leap from Bashan." The Strong's Concordance number in the Hebrew for Dan is 835, which means judge. Christ will leap forth from Bashan to judge his people through Dan. So Jesus shall preach the message of truth through the praise of Judah. He will plow or till the hearts of his people until the grounds of their hearts are fertile, and then the seed of God's word can take roost to harvest the greatest army to ever walk this planet. The number for Judah in Strong's in the Hebrew is 3064 that goes to 3034 that goes to 3027. These numbers tell the story. 3064 means a descendant of Judah, which in King James is the Jew. 3034 means to use the hand physically to throw, as in a stone or arrow, or to throw away. It especially means to revere or worship with extended hands, intensively. And 3027 means a hand, which is the open one, indicating power, means direction, in distinction to 3709, which is the closed one. These are God's weapons of praise. The Zion praise warriors are mighty praisers. Their songs carry God's message of judgment and wrath, as well as hope and direction for the body. Psalms 149:6-9 spoke of those ones. And it says, "Let the high praises of God be in their mouth, and a two-edged sword in their hand." This means when the government of Judah and his whelp Dan praises, it is opening the hand of God into a situation. It can be for restoration or destruction. Verse 7, to execute vengeance on the nations and punishments on the people. Remember, Dan will judge his people. Verse 8, to bind their kings with chains and their nobles with fetters of iron. And verse 9, to execute on them the written judgment. This honor have all his saints. Praise the Lord.
The Lord will strike the earth with the rod of his mouth. With the breath of his lips he will slay the enemy. With a mighty wind he will shake his fist over the rivers of Satan. They shall be parted and a highway of truth will appear. And the Lord of hosts,
well, there you go, friend. That wraps up this lecture on God's Remnant People, the Zion Praise Warriors, Part 2. As always, I hope you've enjoyed it. And if you'd like to know more about us, be sure to visit our website at www.trumpetsoftruth.com. And may you be blessed in all that you do, in Jesus' name.
Trumpets of Truth.